13. Talk at Bowery Mission. 19th April 1912. 227 Bowery, New York. From stenographic notes. Tonight I am very happy, for I have come here to meet my friends. I consider you my relatives, my companions, and I am your comrade. You must be thankful to God that you are poor, for Jesus Christ has said, "Blessed are the poor." He never said, "Blessed are the rich." He said too that the kingdom is for the poor, and that it is easier for a camel to enter a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter God's kingdom. Therefore, you must be thankful to God that although in this world you are indigent, yet the treasures of God are within your reach. And although in the material realm you are poor, yet in the kingdom of God you are precious. Jesus himself was poor. He did not belong to the rich. He passed his time in the desert, traveling among the poor, and lived upon the herbs of the field. He had no place to lay his head, no home. He was exposed in the open to heat, cold, and frost, to inclement weather of all kinds, yet he chose this rather than riches. If riches were considered a glory, the prophet Moses would have chosen them. Jesus would have been a rich man. When Jesus Christ appeared, it was the poor who first accepted him, not the rich. Therefore, you are the disciples of Jesus Christ. You are his comrades, for he outwardly was poor, not rich. Even this earth's happiness does not depend upon wealth. You will find many of the wealthy exposed to dangers and troubled by difficulties, and in their last moments upon the bed of death, there remains the regret that they must be separated from that to which their hearts are so attached. They come into this world naked, and they must go from it naked. All they possess they must leave behind and pass away solitary, alone. Often at the time of death their souls are filled with remorse, and worst of all, their hope in the mercy of God is less than ours. Praise be to God, our hope is in the mercy of God, and there is no doubt that the divine compassion is bestowed upon the poor. Jesus said so, Baha'u'llah said so. While Baha'u'llah was in Baghdad, still in possession of great wealth, he left all he had and went alone from the city, living 2 years among the poor. They were his comrades. He ate with them, slept with them, and gloried in being one of them. He chose for one of his names the title of the Poor One, and often in his writings refers to himself as Darvish, which in Persian means poor. And of this title he was very proud. He admonished all that we must be the servants of the poor, helpers of the poor, remember the sorrows of the poor, associate with them, for thereby we may inherit the kingdom of heaven. God has not said that there are mansions prepared for us if we pass our time associating with the rich, but he has said there are many mansions prepared for the servants of the poor. For the poor are very dear to God. The mercies and bounties of God are with them. The rich are mostly negligent, inattentive, steeped in worldliness, depending upon their means, whereas the poor are dependent upon God, and their reliance is upon Him, not upon themselves. Therefore, the poor are nearer the threshold of God and his throne. Jesus was a poor man. One night when he was out in the fields, the rain began to fall. He had no place to go for shelter, so he lifted his eyes toward heaven, saying, O Father, for the birds of the air thou hast created nests, for the sheep a fold, for the animals dens, for the fish places of refuge, but for me thou hast provided no shelter. There is no place where I may lay my head. My bed consists of the cold ground. My lamps at night are the stars, and my food is the grass of the field. Yet who upon earth is richer than I? For the greatest blessing thou hast not given to the rich and mighty, but unto me, for thou hast given me the poor. To me thou hast granted this blessing. They are mine. Therefore am I the richest man on earth. So, my comrades, you are following in the footsteps of Jesus Christ. Your lives are similar to his life. Your attitude is like unto his. You resemble him more than the rich do. Therefore, we will thank God that we have been so blessed with real riches. And in conclusion, I ask you to accept Abdu'l-Bahá as your servant. At the end of this meeting, Abdu'l-Bahá stood at the Bowery entrance to the Mission Hall, shaking hands with 400 or 500 men and placing within each palm a piece of silver.